Hello, and welcome back to Surgery 101, the podcast series and app brought to you with the help of the Department of Surgery at the University of Alberta, and also our partners in industry, Covidian. This week is number 4 in our series of 5 short episodes about common urological problems affecting the penis, all brought to you by the letter P. So we looked at phimosis and paraphimosis, then last week we looked at penile fracture. This week, Alexi Millman will be telling us about Peyronie's disease. So, let's look at what happens when we deviate from the straight and narrow, here on Surgery 101.
And welcome back. I'm Alexi Millman. Today will be another episode brought to you by the letter P, Peyronie's disease. We will cover the definition, etiology, clinical presentation, prognosis, and management of Peyronie's disease. Peyronie's disease is a relatively common penile condition, affecting about 5% of men. Peyronie's disease is characterized by abnormal development of fibrous plaques within the tunica albuginea, usually on the midline dorsal aspect of the penis. The tunica albuginea is the thick connective tissue surrounding the corpora cavernosa. Classically, these plaques can cause abnormal curvature of the penis, pain, penile shortening, and erectile dysfunction. The exact etiology of Peyronie's disease is uncertain. It is thought to be due to microvascular trauma, causing inflammation and fibrosis. The trauma is thought to occur during sexual activity with a semi rather than fully erect penis. Often, this is in patients with pre-existing erectile dysfunction. Macrotrauma, involving external injury to the penis, is also a cause of Peyronie's disease. 30 to 40% of patients with Peyronie's disease also suffer from Dupuytren's contracture. Other fibrotic diseases, such as plantar fascia contracture or Lederhose disease, and tympanosclerosis have also been associated. There is also a link between diabetes and Peyronie's disease. However, at this time, it is unclear if this is due to the erectile dysfunction associated with diabetes or if it is an independent correlation. Patients with Peyronie's disease will usually present to the family physician and then be referred to urology. On history, it is important to ask about the onset and course of the disease, any inciting event or trauma, any pain with erections or intercourse, the degree and direction of curvature and whether it interferes with intercourse, any erectile dysfunction, and any psychological effects, as these can be quite significant. On physical exam, the penis should be palpated on stretch for any fibrous plaques. It may also be helpful to ask the patient to bring in a photograph or draw a picture of the erect penis to assess the degree of curvature. The hands can also be examined for Dupuytren's contracture. The prognosis of Peyronie's disease is variable. Curvature may actually resolve in up to 15% of men. Of the remaining, the disease stabilizes in about half and progresses in the other half. Pain is associated with the inflammatory phase of the disease and resolves after about 1 year in most men. Treatment will vary depending on the severity of disease. In men with mild curvature who are still able to have intercourse, reassurance may be all that is necessary. Oral therapies include vitamin E and colchicine. If these prove ineffective, intralesional verapamil, a calcium channel blocker, can be offered. This is unlikely to reverse the curvature, but may stabilize the plaque and stop it from progressing. Surgical options may be considered in men who have failed medical management, whose penile curvature interferes with sexual intercourse, and who have stable disease. Surgical options include shortening the contralateral corpora, plaque incision or excision and grafting, and penile prosthesis. Risks of surgery include penile shortening, erectile dysfunction, and numbness of the glands. In summary, Peyronie's disease is a relatively common condition characterized by fibrosis of the tunica albuginea. This may result in pain, curvature of the penis, penile shortening, and erectile dysfunction. On history, don't forget to ask about onset, severity, and impact on sexual functioning. The pain from Peyronie's disease usually resolves within a year, but the curvature may improve, stabilize, or worsen. Treatment for Peyronie's disease includes reassurance, oral vitamin E and colchicine, intralesional verapamil, and surgical options.
So that's our fourth episode brought to you by the letter P, just the one P left next week. You can access the notes for these episodes by subscribing to Surgery 101 for $5 a year. Just go to surgery101 at libsyn.com for that. And please visit us on the Surgery 101 website, take a look at our YouTube channel, and also find us on Twitter and Facebook. And don't forget the Surgery 101 app as well. It's just 99 cents for all of our episodes all the time. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, here on Surgery 101.